Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on using Echo Freeze as a composition tool in drum and bass, not as a cute delay trick, as a way to turn tiny moments into entire sections, transitions, intros, breakdown beds, pre-drop tension ramps, and those glossy time-stopped stabs that feel like the track is inhaling. We're going to build a reusable setup I like to think of as an Echo Freeze composer. The goal is simple. Grab a microslice, lock it in place, reshape it so it grooves, and then print it so you can arrange it like audio. If you do this right, you're basically sampling your own track in real time. Before we touch anything, set your tempo to something DNB native, 174 to 176 BPM. I'll assume 174, and set up a typical palette, a drum bus with your break layer and one shots, a bass like a rees or wobble, and a stab or a vocal that has character even when it's very short. Now choose what you want to freeze. This matters because the frozen result is going to become a new instrument in your song. If you freeze a snare, you get that classic time smear that's perfect for transitions. If you freeze a vocal chop, you get instant hooks, callouts, and atmosphere. If you freeze a rees stab, you get a dark sustained bed that can carry a breakdown. Here's the first big mindset shift. Treat freeze like a capture window, not a state. The most musical freezes usually come from briefly pushing feedback into the danger zone to catch a slice, then backing it down to a stable loop, so it doesn't keep building energy and exploding your mix. Method 1 is the true freeze approach, using echo on a return track. This is the recommended way, because it lets you freeze anything in your session without moving devices around. Create return A. Drop Ableton's echo on it, because it's a return. Set dry slash wet to 100%. Now set echo timing to something that locks to the grid. 1/8 note is amazing for rolls and forward motion. 1/4 note gives bigger space and feels more like a section texture. Keep sync on. Set feedback somewhere like 70 to 85% as a starting point. Then use echo's filter section to keep your low end safe. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. In DNB, that's not optional, it's survival. You can keep modulation subtle, like 2 to 10%, unless you specifically want pitchy chaos. Noise and wobble can be cool in tiny amounts, but they get messy fast, especially in a dense rolling arrangement. Now we're going to build a freeze switch, because echo doesn't give you one single freeze button. Group echo into an audio effect rack on the return. Create macro 1 and name it freeze. Map echo's feedback to that macro. And here's the advanced part. Set the macro range from 85% up to around 110%. Yes, over 100. That's where the catch happens. But it's also where self-oscillation can spike. Create macro 2 and call it input. You can map echo's input gain if you like, or just put a utility before echo on the return and map utility gain. Either way, this is your how hard am I hitting the freeze control. Create macro 3 called tone. Map it to echo's filter frequency, or add an auto filter after echo and map that cutoff instead. Either works. The point is you can quickly brighten or darken the frozen sound while it's sustaining. Now how do you actually perform this? Send your source track to return A. Pick a moment. In DNB, the cleanest, most satisfying captures happen on structural points. The last snare before the drop. The last vocal syllable at the end of a 16. The tail of a stab before a breakdown. Right on that moment, bump input if you need it, and snap freeze up into the 95 to 105 range to catch it. Then immediately pull the source send down so the freeze sustains on its own, instead of constantly being fed new audio. That's the difference between a crisp captured loop and a messy wash. Now, extra coach note. Precondition what you feed into echo, because echo exaggerates everything you give it. On your source track, before you even send it, you can do a quick prep chain. EQ8 high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. And if it's boxy, dip a little around 300 to 600. If it's drums, you can use drum bus to reduce boom and add a touch of attack so the freeze speaks. This way your return doesn't have to do hero-level EQ surgery. Also, check your send routing. Post-fader sends are great when you want the freeze to take over cleanly as you lower the source fader. Pre-fader sends are great when you want stealth moves. You can mute the source, but still feed the freeze, which is perfect for breakdown beds and transitions where you want the original to vanish but the tail to live on. Now method 2, rhythm locked freeze using a gate. This is where the freeze stops being a pad and starts being a groove layer. On return A, after echo, add auto filter. Use low pass 24 mode. Start the cutoff somewhere like 2 to 6 kHz, and plan to automate it downward for tension. Keep resonance modest, like 10 to 25%. Then add a gate after the filter. Turn on sidechain, set audio front to your drum bus, or better yet, a dedicated ghost trigger track. If you want very controlled patterns, set the threshold so the gate opens rhythmically with the drums. Attack very fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold around 10 to 40 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Shorter release is choppier and more stuttery. Longer release breathes more like a pad. Now what you've done is huge. The freeze is no longer just smearing. It's pumping in time with your two-step, sitting behind the drums with movement that feels native to 174. Here's a tight arrangement move for the 8 bars before a drop. Automate 3 things gradually. Bring the gate release down so it gets tighter and more frantic. Bring the filter cutoff down so it gets darker and more claustrophobic. And creep feedback up slightly for tension, but don't let it run away. And let me add a variation. If you want less chop and more breathing pad, swap the gate for a compressor and sidechain it from the snare. Use a slower release, like 100 to 250 milliseconds. That gives you a swell after each snare, which can be insanely musical in breakdowns. Method 3 is where this becomes composition gold. Resample your freezes into audio. Create a new audio track and name it Print Freeze. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record while you perform the freeze like an instrument. Catch a snare tail, sweep the filter, add distortion. Then kill it abruptly for impact. When you get a take that sounds sick, commit it. Consolidate with Command or Control J so it becomes a clean clip you can move around. Warping matters here. If it's vocalish or atmospheric, Complex Pro is usually the move. If it's rhythmic texture and you want jungle artifacts, use Beats mode. And experiment with transient looping or lowering preserve to get those crunchy repeats that feel like old sampler abuse. A classic DNB composition trick. Take your printed freeze clip, reverse it, fade it in, and place it one bar before the drop. Then layer a short snare fill on top. You get that suck into the drop energy instantly, and it feels like the track is being pulled forward. Now let's build a more complete freeze designer chain on the return, so the freeze is dark, but controlled. Your chain goes like this. First, echo, which is the capture engine. Then auto filter or EQ shaping. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz to keep subs clean, and automate a low pass for tension. Then saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. This stabilizes the freeze and makes it sit forward without needing crazy gain. Redux is optional, but amazing for jungle grit. Keep it subtle, bit reduction around 10 to 14, and only a small amount of downsampling. Then reverb, but keep it tiny. DNB needs clarity. Size around 10 to 25%, decay under 2 seconds, and filter the reverb so it's not filling your low end with fog. Finally, utility for width and level control. You can automate width narrower near the drop if you want the center to punch harder, and put a limiter at the very end of the return. Ceiling at minus 1 dB is a good starting point, because if you're going to push feedback past 100, you need a safety net. One more safety net that separates fearless experimenting from pain. Map a utility gain at the end of the return to a macro called panic mute from minus infinity to 0 dB. When things start screaming, you don't want to hunt for the return fader. Now some advanced variations to level this up. Try parallel dual freeze returns, one clean, one dirty. Return a clean could be echo into filter into utility into limiter. Return B dirty could be echo into saturator, redux, maybe amp and cabinet very subtly, then filter, then limiter. Send the same moment to both, but automate the returns in opposite directions. As clean goes down, dirty rises. You get intelligibility and aggression at the same time, without one chain trying to do everything. Another powerful approach is what I call throw and catch automation, hands-free freezes. In arrangement view, automate 3 lanes for just 1 beat or so. The source send jumps up for an eighth or a quarter note, the feedback spikes briefly to catch, and then the send drops back to zero immediately. Once you dial one perfect catch, you can copy it around your arrangement like you'd copy a drum fill. Consistent, repeatable, professional. For extra tension, do rhythmic displacement. Keep your track at 174, but set echo time to something that feels off-axis, like 3/16. Then gate it to the drum so it still breathes with the groove, but the internal repeats, push and pull against the grid. It's instant unease without touching the main drums. And if you want the freeze to feel designed, not random, do this. After echo, add a tiny bit of chorus ensemble or frequency shifter at very low mix. Then resample a 4 to 8 bar performance. Resampling is the secret. It turns delicate live modulation into a stable audio asset you can cut and repeat without variation. Now, how do you keep freezes from clashing with your key? If your freeze comes from a tonal material like a snare or foley, it can fight your musical elements. The move is, resample it, set warp to complex pro, and transpose by small intervals until it supports the key. Often plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones is all you need. You're not tuning a snare. You're tuning the bit it becomes. Another clarity trick. Transient re-injection. Layer a very low-level dry one-shot transient, like the original snare click, underneath a frozen wash. The ear locks to the transient, and the freeze provides sustain. It sounds louder and cleaner without actually pushing the return level. And if you add noise, treat it as glue, not decoration. Gate it or duck it with the drums so it fills the air between hits, not the entire spectrum all the time. Let's talk arrangement ideas specifically for rolling DNB and jungle. For an intro, freeze a vocal consonant or rim shot, filter sweep down, and bring hats in quietly underneath. You've got vibe without fully revealing the drums yet. For a breakdown bed, freeze a re-stab but high pass at around 200 Hz. Then automate a low pass from 12 kHz down to 2 kHz as you approach the drop. Add just a touch of noise, but keep it controlled. For pre-drop tension in the last two bars, freeze the last snare, gate it from the drums, creep feed back up slightly, then hard cut it exactly on the downbeat. That moment of silence is what makes the drop feel violent. Between phrases, every 8 bars, freeze a tiny drum fill, print it, chop it into 16th stutters and sprinkle it like ear candy. You'll get mileage without adding new instruments. Common mistakes you need to avoid. Number 1. Letting the freeze keep low end. That will collapse your sub and blur your kick-bass relationship. High pass the return. Always. Number 2. Feedback too high without a limiter. Self-oscillation can spike fast. Number 3. Too wide in the low mids, especially around 200 to 600. This audio version is shortened for playback.